Pope Francis said Mass in the chapel of the Casa Santa Marta on Monday. Reflecting on the readings of the day, the Holy Father focused on the significance of Jesus' fulfillment of the law, what it means, and how he accomplishes it. Taking his cues from the day's Gospel, in which St. John's account of our Lord's mercy toward the woman caught in adultery was proclaimed, and from the first reading from the book of the prophet Daniel, which recounted the story of Susanna, the innocent woman and chaste wife, falsely accused of adultery by the very men who were appointed judges over God's people, in which the Lord first raised up Daniel as his prophet to secure justice in the form of vindication for Susanna and punishment for her false accusers. Pope Francis said, "There have always been corrupt judges, and there still are corrupt judges everywhere in the world."
Perché viene la corruzione in una persona?
Why is corruption in people, he asked. Sin is one thing. I have sinned, I have stumbled, I have been unfaithful to God, but then I try not to do it again, or I try to set things right with the Lord, or at least I admit that all is not well. Corruption, though, he continued, that is when sin enters ever more deeply, ever more deeply, ever more deeply into your conscience, and will not leave you room even to breathe.
Gesù è la pienezza della legge. E Gesù giudica con misericordia.
Jesus in the Gospel says a very few things, Pope Francis continued. He says, "He that is without sin cast the first stone at her." To the sinful woman, he says, "I do not condemn you. Do not sin any more." And this is the fullness of the law. The Holy Father went on to say, "We too judge others in our hearts. Are we corrupt? Or not yet? If not, then stop. Let us stop ourselves and look to Jesus, who always judges with mercy. Neither do I condemn you. Go in peace and sin no more." I'm Chris Oltieri.